To SER wishes to acknowledge the custodians of the land from which we broadcast, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation and the Wadumatagal clan of the Darug Nation, and their elders past, present and emerging. We acknowledge and respect their continuing culture and the contribution they make to the life of this city and this region.
And now it's time for Stages.
Stages.
All the world's a stage.
It's where we talk
about all things
theatrical.
It's about theatre.
Theatre makers.
If it's performing on a stage, we've got it for you here on Stages.
It's about half an hour long.
Okay, let's get on with the show.
Yes, let's. I'm Regina Botros to take you through the next half an hour. And we've got a great show. Yes, it's Supporter Drive. You must know that by now because we're coming into our second week and heading towards the end of it. So a big shout out to Yuri in Marrickville for becoming a passionate supporter during the last thing show. Thanks so much to you. And thanks for Lisa for subscribing online, her pet. So you can not just support for yourself, but your animals, your plants, you know, your next door neighbor, I don't know. So give us a call on 9514-9500 to become a supporter during the show. You know you want to. It's Stages and we talk about theater and we support the theater scene and we talk to all the directors and actors and theater makers that do the shows on around town. And it's a community and we're a community. So make sure you keep us online and on air and help us get our new microphones and headphones and all of those things. As I said, I'm Regina Botros. Coming up in the show, we will have a chat to one of those writers, Nick Coyle, in a little while about his show, which is on at the Griffin. We'll be giving you reviews of the shows that are going on and we'll be, you know, getting you to call in and become a supporter. It's worth it. You'll feel good about it if you do. That number again is 9514-9500 for your pet or if you're a concession, it's $40 or $80 for anyone else. Just generally $160 passionate. And if you actually feel like it's time, I want to become a lifetime supporter, you go into the draw to win a double pass to a three-day Blues Fest ticket. So that's like a saving of hundreds of dollars if you become a passionate, not just a passionate, but a lifetime supporter of 2SER and in particular Stages. Stick with us. Loads going on as usual. I'm going to give you a little, you know, something to, you know, maybe help you ring in. Go on. This is a little disco. Studio 54.
I was working down at Dulwich Hill Village Fair a couple of weeks back on one of the stages, and in the middle of the day, a woman came up to me and she said, "Hey, you're from 2SER. I love that station. It's a gem of a station, and it was one of the best discoveries I've made." And it just put the biggest smile on my face, and I've been smiling about it ever since.
For more 2SER moments like these, support us today. Call 9514 9500 or head to 2SER.com/support.
And Support Stages, the theatre show where we specifically talk about theatre and all those things theatrical, and I bring you music that's going on around the stages as well. If you do become a supporter, you go into a daily prize. So each day we're giving away things like tickets to the Comedy Store, free and veg boxes, double passes to Aussie Films, all kinds of things. So you not only get the feeling good about being a supporter of a community radio station, but you also get something. I mean, you get something from listening to all the music and all the theatre and all the things that are going on. Of course you do. But you get even more. We can't stop just giving you things, giving you things. Here's a little review of something I saw.
This is a 70s TV series and was adapted to the stage by Joanna Murray Smith. It was presented at the Sydney Opera House as part of their 45th anniversary, coming from the Royal Danish Theatre, and it's complemented by a lovely exhibition in the foyer of the Opera House of Danish architect Utzon. It's just lovely. It's scene after scene of a marriage falling apart, with a very comic look at the strange and idiosyncratic way we are in relationships. What this interpretation does, and very provocatively, is it switches the roles of the couple, Johan and Marianne, so male and female, sort of switching the roles. And this is at once humorous and disturbingly insightful in the, you know, preconceptions of emotional turmoil that we expect from males and females. Marianne is the one who's moving out with her much younger lover, leaving the emotional wreck of the husband, Johan, to cope with their two children and a monthly stipend. In fact, she doesn't even really want to see the children. The genius is not only in the writing and the performances by this couple, but there is an added level of lighting that paints the couple through a kind of shadow puppetry. It uses spotlights across the actors' bodies, and the shadows join them or distance them and add this very other visual play that supports what's going on the stage. Because this is a Danish production, the play is subtitled, so you're required to read, and I couldn't help wishing I could just watch the play rather than read it as well, but it's a small price to pay. It was a great production, and it was on at the Opera House, the Playhouse Theatre, well, it's over, so you can't see it, but it is just terrific. If it comes back, get out and see it. That is Scenes from a Marriage.
By Igmar Bergman. I missed the beginning of that for you. One of the things that's happening around the, world out there, the bigger world than the radio world, is the Whitlams are back, and they're celebrating their 45th, I think it is, anniversary. That sounds too long. They haven't been around that long. Come on. 25th anniversary. So I'm going to play you a little aphrodisiac just to remind you.
A letter to you on a cassette, 'cause we don't write anymore.
Don't forget to call up and become a supporter of 2SER. 9514 9500.
There's no aphrodisiac like loneliness. Truth, beauty, and a picture of you. You'll be walking your dog in a few hours. I'll be asleep in my brother's house. You're a thousand miles away with food between your teeth. Come up for summer, I've got a place near the beach. There's room for your dog. There's no aphrodisiac like loneliness. Truth, beauty, and a picture of you. There's no aphrodisiac like loneliness. Truth, beauty, and a picture of you. There's no aphrodisiac like loneliness.
youth, truth, beauty, fame, boredom, and a bottle of pills. There's no aphrodisiac like loneliness. You shouldn't leave me alone. There's no aphrodisiac like loneliness. Bare feet like a tomboy and a crooked smile. Nappy clad brutal breeding, while his wife rough wrestles with a puppy, all a quiver on a white soap stroke, an Asiatic hall of mirrors and a dash of loneliness. There's no aphrodisiac quite like it. Truth, youth, beauty, fame, boredom, red hair, no hair, innocence, impunity, and a picture of you. I got a video set up, me loving short time. She paid me suck his finger with some fine wine and a dash of loneliness. Truth, youth, beauty, fame, border, red hair, no hair, innocence, awkwardness, impunity, and a picture of you.
Yes, the Whitlams. There, and they're touring around at the Blue Mountains and Wyong and Narrabeen and all kinds of places. And it is time for you to give us a call on 9514 9500 and become a supporter. In the studio with me, I have Alana, who works at 2SER. She's been doing stuff so hot right now.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. Hello. So, community radio. We need to be supportive of our, you know, theatre and art scenes.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, we don't get enough money and we're not appreciated enough.
That's right. Totally. We need all the support we can get, especially independent theatre.
Yeah. Independent theatre, definitely.
Yeah. Well, one of those shows that's going on around town is the Feather in the Web, and we have the writer Nick Coyle on the line to have a chat about the show. Welcome, Nick.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Well, this is getting great reviews. It's got 4-star reviews saying things like mad tunnel of laughs, but with twisted and unexpected things. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what the show's about.
The show is the story of Kimberly, who is a young woman who does whatever she wants, whenever she wants. She's completely fearless and doesn't give a damn about anything or anyone. And it's sort of her journey through the world until she stumbles upon this regular guy who works in brand development called Miles, and then she inexplicably falls in love with him, and it locks her in this trap of doing whatever he says to try to make him love her. And he's engaged. He has a fiance called Lily, and so it's complicated, but it's the story of how she tries to requite that love.
So a love story, but how do you find writing comedy? Like, how do you do it?
Is it natural?
It just comes naturally.
I think to be honest, it does sort of come naturally, and I have tried to make my writing seem more like a proper play or more like a serious play, and it hasn't worked. And so what I just have done with this play is just write a play that is the play I wanted it to be and doesn't really have a genre. So it is a comedy, but it's dark. People have been crying and laughing at the same time. And because the actors are so good, and because there's no real gags, it's more just things that happen. I mean, life is like that. Life is funny and sad and heartbreaking and weird at the same time. And that's what I'm trying to capture. So it is a comedy, but it's hopefully more than just
deeper
that.
Than that. What's the title? What does that paint?
Because I don't know. Come and see it.
Oh, the feather in the web. It's caught in the web and she's light as a feather. Anyway, that's not. There you go. I just psychoanalyzed your play in one
Thank
sentence.
Thank you. That's much better than what it actually is.
You're writing from a female point of view.
Yes,
how has that gone? Like, is it, you know, is there something you've observed, something you've partly not experienced, but, you know, how is it writing for a female voice?
I actually find it easier to write for women because I think plays are just words and women talk more.
Right.
And also, in my opinion, women are smarter. So,
you're just saying that to be charming.
No, I am. I'm charming, but I think I'm a pretty girly boy, and also with this play, because it's a story of a girl who does whatever she wants, you know, almost to a scary degree, I thought that was a good way to start off a play. I think it's a sort of a scary idea to have a woman on stage who you never know what she's going to do next and who's doing exactly what she wants. But I think seeing a man on stage doing exactly what he wants is every play.
Mm.
So that was a point of difference for this work.
You've got a great director, Ben Winspear, and also a wonderful cast.
Yes.
Is that what you imagined? And how is it staged? How have they taken what you've written and then kind of given it something that maybe you haven't seen or weren't expecting?
Look, it's been really interesting and fascinating and hilarious and confronting what they've done to it. Firstly, the Griffin space it's like a slice of pizza
with an
audience right on stage.
Exactly, yeah. Two sides, you're on either side of the slice.
So the audience is part of the show, and there's nothing that the actors can get away with. So the staging has to really include the audience, and there are scenes that reference the audience, so that's good. But the play has, I don't know, maybe 18 characters in it. And when I first pitched it to Lee from Belvoir, from Griffin, I said I wanted, I think I said, like, I'll need 12 actors.
Wow.
And she said, we can give you 4.
No, yeah, no way.
And then I said, okay, look, I'll do 9.
Mm.
And she said, it's 4. So that means that there's a lot of doubling.
Did you write that in then, or did they have to take that on?
I wrote it in and they took it on. So there's just heaps of doubling now.
Yeah.
But now there's no other way I'd want it. Like that the seeing the actors morph between characters, in scene changes and during scenes, coming on as someone else, it's because they're all so good. It's a feat. It's a thing to see, and it's magic. So that's been a big thrill to watch. And this is the first time I've given my work to other people to explore. Oh. And so they've definitely found things that I could never have found. And they're all so good. So there's a lot of every actor in the show and their ideas. You know, some ideas that they had on the first day, some of the read-through ideas are in the show. So it's really collaborative, and they've all put in so much of themselves, but I'm going to take all the credit.
It just sounds wonderful.
Well, you'll have to come and see it, because maybe it is.
Well, that is The Feather in the Web. Thank you so much, Nick Coyle, for joining us. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. The Feather in the Web is playing at the Griffin Theatre only until November 17. So get along and see it. It's like I said, it's getting stars and stars and more stars. It'll be selling out for sure.
What are they doing to fix the economy?
Who knows what happened to our taxes? On the Money does.
Bitcoin, blockchain, cryptocurrencies. What is all this stuff?
On the Money gives me the edge when I have to sort out my finances.
How will the budget affect me?
Everything you need to know about finance, business, and the economy.
How can you get the best out of your hard-earned dollar?
If your dollars don't make sense, listen to On the Money.
Thursdays, 7 p.m.
I love listening to On the Money.
Burn, burn, you're listening to Stages. And thanks, Pixie, for ringing in and donating and becoming a supporter of 2SER. Pixie's a regular on the show. We love her reviews. But don't hesitate. You can call up now, 9514 9500. There's still time to become a supporter of 2SER. Go on. You know you want to. And Stages in particular, where we talk about theatre and all things theatrical and with actors and writers, as we just heard from Nick Coyle, and directors and, you know, all of the wonderful theatre practitioners that do make theatre out there for you. You're listening to Stages. Yay. Love a little disco. You're listening to Stages. And on the line we have Trisha Stars. Hi, Trish. Welcome.
Hi, Regina. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you? So what do you think about community radio and how important it is?
Well, I think particularly Stages is very important. Of course, I love all community radio, particularly 2SER. But Stages is great because you get to hear about theatre shows in Sydney that you don't normally get to hear about, even on the ABC Arts programs, because it goes very local and it goes very small, which a lot of people aren't doing anymore. And I really love that about stages and 2SER.
Totally. I mean, we get to speak to all kinds, like people that are just making, starting out in the business and creating or writing their very first play, up into people that have been doing it for years and years. So, and you watch them actually grow if you stick around long enough.
Exactly. And all the different spaces as well, like little spaces like 505 in Newtown, right up to the Opera House in Sydney. So all those great different spaces that stages gets to explore is fantastic, all those different stages and spaces.
Yeah, and to give a voice to the people that are writing and putting these things on. Mm. I mean, that's what, yeah, we are talking to the theatre makers in the community, and being a community station, as we're circling it back around. Totally. Well, Trish does. She's a regular reviewer here at Four Stages and, you know, in the studio as well, and gets along to see shows that are going on around. What is your favourite indie space that you like to go along to? Is it the Old Firm?
Well, I did just mention 505. I've been really enjoying that space in Newtown. And, of course, I love the Old Fitz. That's great, down the stairs there underneath the pub. That's a great space as well, nice small space.
Yeah.
And I like the old Darlow Theatre space too, which has been taken over by Hayes Theatre.
Yeah.
And and I love their new space too in Darlinghurst, the Eternity Theatre. What a beautiful foyer that's got.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for being a regular and a supporter, Trisha. Does.
I'm definitely supporting. I'm putting my money where my mouth is.
And keeping us on air. Thanks
right.
so much. Thank
okay, thanks, Regina.
Thanks.
Bye.
Well, bye. So this is your last chance to call up during stages and be a supporter. Call 9514-9500. Call now and say, stages, we love you, and we'll be support. Actually, oh, sorry, here we go. I forgot to mention, we did have a donation from Norma in Des Moines. Thanks, Norma. A big shout out to you. Thanks so much for being a donation for stages and for theatre, no less. Well, I'm just about to leave you, but stick around. There's more stages, and not more stages, but more 2SER going on all through the evening, and you can call up or you can go online. It's only $40 for a concession, $80 if you're, a normal person, or passionate, $160, or lifetime, $600. You can go online and do it. You can call 9-